Now let's listen to a woman composer looking back to another woman composer. In a CD with the wonderful title, Monk and the Abbess, the contemporary composer Meredith Monk improvises and reflects upon the music of her predecessor by 900 years, Hildegard von Bingen. The abbess, Hildegard, lived from 1098 to 1179. She wrote a great deal of sacred music and was also a mystic, a writer of visionary and scientific works, an advisor to heads of state, and a teacher. A Renaissance woman 3 centuries before the Renaissance occurred. Raised in a convent, she took Benedictine vows as a teenager, and by the time she was in her 20s, she had been elected to lead her spiritual community. From childhood onward, Hildegard was beset by bewildering apocalyptic visions. In 1141, she heard herself commanded to tell and write all that she had seen, and her period of impassioned creativity commenced. Hildegard recorded her visions in a series of books. She wrote texts on medicine and healing and theology, and from 1151 to 1158, she compiled a collection of monophonic music and poetry, Symphonia Armoni Celestium Revelatium. In 1148, against the wishes of her male Benedictine brethren, she established something genuinely rare, an independent convent for women. By 1150, Hildegard and 20 sisters had moved into the new facility, which was perched on top of the Rupertsberg, a desolate mountain high above the Rhine near Mengen. Now Hildegard was the abbess of her own community. Since that community required music for its services, Hildegard composed 77 poems with music that form a liturgical cycle appropriate to feasts and holy days throughout the year. Now, Meredith Monk is a well-known and critically acclaimed performance artist living today. A dancer and singer, she works with music and movement to create vivid theater pieces. Central to all of her work is her use of her own voice. She rarely uses words in her work. She uses her voice to produce a wide range of sounds, and she trains other singers to use some of her vocal techniques. Monk was born in 1942 in Lima, Peru, while her mother, popular singer Audrey Marsh, was on tour, and she grew up in New York and Connecticut. She comes from a long line of Jewish musicians. Her great-grandfather was the cantor of a synagogue in Moscow, and her grandparents founded the Zelman Conservatory of Music in New York. Monk studied piano and voice as a girl, as well as Dalcroze Eurythmics. After leaving her Quaker boarding school in Pennsylvania, she went to Sarah Lawrence College. Upon graduating, she moved to New York City, where she soon became part of the downtown avant-garde and worked with the Judson Dance Theater, producing performance pieces. There have followed a long series of fascinating works, including film and the opera Atlas, commissioned by the Houston Grand Opera and performed in Houston in 1991. Now, let's listen to one piece by Hildegard, O tu Illustrata, which lasts about 6 minutes, and then go without pause to Meredith Monk's piece, Dawn, because I want you to hear how wonderfully these two composers blend together. In fact, you're going to have to really pay attention to hear where one ends and the other begins. And then we'll hear Monk's Quarry Lullaby. Dawn is drawn from her 1988 film, Book of Days, and Quarry Lullaby is from her 1976 opera, Quarry.